Hi, this is a Mention Inglés podcast, made for you by mentioninglés.com. I'm going to Madrid this weekend. Would you mind looking after my cat? To look after is a phrasal verb. It means cuidarse or cuidar a alguien o algo. Listen. To look after. Would you mind looking after my cat? Listen and repeat. My cat. Looking after my cat. Would you mind looking after my cat? Listen. Can you look after Juanito this morning? Listen and repeat. Juanito this morning. Can you look after Juanito this morning? Listen. Don't worry, I'll look after you. Listen and repeat. After you. Look after you. I'll look after you. Don't worry. Don't worry, I'll look after you. Los phrasal verbs, or multi-word verbs, son verbos de dos o más palabras. Están formados por un verbo y pequeñas palabras, preposiciones o partículas adverbiales. A veces, el significado del verbo cambia a un significado completamente diferente, como en el siguiente ejemplo. Look significa mirar en español. Y after significa después. Pero el phrasal verb look after significa cuidarse. Los phrasal verbs se usan mucho en el inglés informal. Y algunos phrasal verbs tienen más de un significado. Por ejemplo, el phrasal verb take off. The plane took off at 9 o'clock. El avión despegó a las 9. I took off my clothes and went swimming. Me quité la ropa y fui a nadar. Listen and repeat. The plane took off at 9 o'clock. The plane took off at 9 o'clock. What time do you take off? What time do you take off? When does your flight take off? When does your flight take off? I took off my clothes and went swimming. I took off my clothes and went swimming. Why don't you take off your coat? Take off your coat. Why don't you take off your coat? Are you going to take off your sunglasses? Take off your sunglasses. Are you going to? Are you going to take off your sunglasses? Are you going to take off your sunglasses? Con algunos phrasal verbs podemos insertar objeto o complemento entre el verbo y la partícula, o ponerlo después. Pero cuando el objeto es un pronombre, como it, them, me, you, him, her, us, siempre va entre el verbo y la partícula. Escucha. I took my clothes off. I took them off. O bien, I took off my clothes. Ojo, no se dice I took off them. Listen and repeat. She took her clothes off. She took off all her clothes. She took them off. I took my jacket off. I took off my jacket. I took it off. I put my clothes on. I put on my clothes. I put them on. Here are some more examples. Listen and repeat. Turn on. Encender. Could you turn on the TV? Could you turn on the TV? Could you turn the TV on? Could you turn the TV on? Could you turn it on? Could you turn it on? Throw away. Tirar a la basura. Please don't throw away the food. Please don't throw away the food. Please don't throw the food away. Please don't throw the food away. Please throw it away. Please throw it away. Fill in. Rellenar. We have to fill in these forms. We have to fill in these forms. We have to fill these forms in. We have to fill these forms in. We have to fill them in. We have to fill them in. El uso de los phrasal verbs es más frecuente en el lenguaje común. En el lenguaje escrito, suelen emplearse verbos equivalentes cuando es posible. Listen to the following example of informal English and the phrasal verb to take off. Take the cover off and put the key in. Quita la cubierta o la tapa y inserta la llave. In more formal English, you might say, remove the cover and insert the key. Normalmente, un phrasal verb se corresponde a un solo verbo en español. Listen to some common phrasal verbs and say the corresponding Spanish verb when you hear the tone. Then repeat the verbs and the example sentences to practice pronunciation. Take after. Para hacerse. I take after my mother. Go away. Alejarse. He's gone away for the weekend. Get up. Levantarse. I usually get up about 7. Sit down. Sentarse. Please, sit down. Go out. Salir. Let's go out for a beer on Friday. Go back. Regresar. When do you go back? Fill in. Llenar. Could you fill in this form? Look after. Cuidarse. I am looking after my dad. Take off. Despegar o quitar ropa. You can take off your shoes. Wake up. Despertarse. We have to wake up early tomorrow. Here are some more common phrasal verbs. Listen and say the corresponding Spanish verb when you hear the tone. Then listen to the examples and repeat the verbs and the sentences to practice pronunciation. Try on. Probarse. I really liked the shirt I saw, so I tried it on. Repeat. Try on. I tried it on. Write down. Anotar. She gave me her phone number and I wrote it down. Repeat. Write down. I wrote it down. Take back. Devolver. The shoes were too small and I didn't like the color, so I took them back to the shop. Repeat. Take back. I took them back to the shop. Give up. Dejar. Smoking was damaging my health, so I gave it up. Repeat. Give up. I gave it up. Cut down. Talar. That tree's too big. I think we should cut it down. Repeat. Cut down. We should cut it down. Wash up. Fregar. I saw the dirty dishes in the kitchen, so I washed them up. Repeat. Wash up. I washed them up. Take up. Empezar. Dedicarse. I've always wanted to play golf. I think I'll take it up next summer. Repeat. Take up. I'll take it up next summer. Put off. Posponer. I couldn't go to the meeting because I didn't feel well, so I put it off until next week. Repeat. Put off. I put it off until next week. Pay back. Devolver el dinero. Thanks for lending me the money. At the end of the month, I'll pay you back. Repeat. Pay back. I'll pay you back. Ahora, vamos a repasar los phrasal verbs que has aprendido en este podcast. Primero, las escucharás los verbos en español y tú tendrás que decir el phrasal verb que corresponde antes que las escuches correctamente en inglés. Vamos a ver si recuerdas las siguientes palabras, expresiones. 1. Cuidarse o cuidar a alguien o algo. 2. To look after. 2. Despegar o quitar ropa. 3. To take off. 3. Encender. 4. To turn on. 4. Tirar a la basura. 5. To throw away. 5. Rellenar. 6. To fill in. 6. Parecerse. 7. To take after. 7. Alejarse. 8. To go away. 8. Levantarse. 9. To get up. 9. Sentarse. 10. To sit down. 10. Salir. 11. To go out. 11. Regresar. 12. To go back. 12. Llenar. 13. To fill in. 13. Cuidarse. 14. To look after. 14. Despegar o quitar ropa. 15. To take off. 15. Despertarse. 16. To wake up. 16. Probarse. 17. To try on. 17. Anotar. 18. To write down. 18. Devolver. To take back. 19. Dejar. To give up. 20. Talar. To cut down. 21. Fregar. To wash up. 22. Empezar, dedicarse. To take up. 23. Posponer. To put off. 24. Devolver el dinero. To pay back. That was a Mansion Inglés podcast by mansioninglés.com. Music was by Screwjay, the album Patterns and Lines. The tracks were Outlines, Behind the Line, and Unchanged Lines. Title music by Anthony Rajakov, Waves Trying to Catch a Marvel. Creative Commons license from Jamendo.com.